Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. Question for you. How much would you pony up for a big game hunting tag? Specifically, a Utah Antelope Island deer tag that was auctioned off at the Mule Deer Foundation's Western Hunt Expo. Well, one person was willing to pay $700,000 for that deer tag, which definitely set a record for the most expensive tag at a fundraising event ever. From the HoneyWire, Luke Thorkildsen from Weatherby reports that although this event was put on by the Mule Deer Foundation, the Mule Deer Foundation itself isn't exactly benefiting from this. They are keeping some money for executing the sale, getting people in the room, and paying the auctioneer, but other than that, all of the money is going to the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. And what are they going to do with it? Well, apparently this money is going to be used for various projects like habitat restoration, access, fence removal, and other things deemed necessary to help out wildlife in the Beehive State. In fact, Utah can even get more than $700,000. There's several federal grants out there, but they all require at least a 25% match. So it is quite feasible that Utah could actually end up with over $1 million that can be applied for work or habitat restoration or maybe even habitat purchase like the new Rice Creek Wildlife Management Area. All in all, it's a great example of what non-government organizations are doing to benefit wildlife here in the United States. This week on the show, we've got three great guests for you. In just a minute, you're going to hear from Steve Crook. He's the guest services manager at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska, place I get to go to every summer and I'll be going to again. And you might be able to as well because they've got a screaming deal for July 8th through the 11th. And if you've always wanted to go to a luxury fishing lodge in Alaska, you are going to want to hear about this. Another guest we'll have today is my fellow outdoors writer and friend Brandon Butler. He lives in Columbia, Missouri, and he's going to give you some suggestions about things to do in May in Missouri when it comes to fishing, hunting, and more. After we talk to Brandon, we're going to have an extended conversation with Scott Haugen, that very well-known outdoors writer, editor, book author, television host, and booking agent, too, who lives in Oregon State. For the first part of our conversation, Scott's going to talk about an article he wrote for Peterson's Hunting that's all about hunting high-elevation turkeys, something that just blew me away. I've always just figured that the turkeys are in the lowlands and the farmlands, but no, there's some very good turkey hunting to be had, even at the snow line, and Scott will tell you about that. When you think of snow, you think of cold places, and when I think of cold places, I think of Alaska, especially in the winter. But September can be an awfully nice time to go because you can actually do a cast and blast trip up there at Cold Bay where you can catch coho salmon, go hunting for ptarmigan, and oh yes, do all sorts of hunting for ducks too. That's not the only place in Alaska you can go for hunting. You can also go to St. Paul Island. That place most of us associate with Deadliest Catch is also a very good place for waterfowl hunting. Scott will give you all the details about these trips and give you some prices in case you want to go up there and take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime waterfowl trip that you won't forget. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at both Henry Repeating Arms and Worksharp. You see, these two companies, they're kind of like peanut butter and jelly in a certain way. You see, first you get your rifle or shotgun, maybe even a 12-gauge camo turkey shotgun from Henry Repeating Arms. And that shotgun, just like all of their firearms, are made right here in America. I love that about Henry Repeating Arms. I also love the fact that all of their products have a lifetime satisfaction guarantee, that they're rugged, they're reliable, and they shoot accurate right out of the box. You can find an authorized dealer near you and check out the entire lineup of products from Henry Repeating Arms to include some brand new rifles and revolvers, no less, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your decals and sticker while you're there. Well, after you've got your rifle or shotgun, well, it's time to go ahead and sharpen up that knife, because you're going to probably harvest something with that rifle or shotgun, whether it be a deer, whether it be a turkey or something else, and you have to clean it and butcher it. And you don't want to be trying to do that with a dull knife in the field. Oh, no. That makes for a miserable experience and a lot of lost meat, too. Nope. You want to have a very sharp knife when you get to work on that animal. And you can do so by sharpening that knife at home in your shop with a powered knife and tool sharpener. There's several available from Worksharp. And you can also bring a pocket knife sharpener or guided field sharpener with you in the field in case you need to sharpen that knife in the middle of butchering that animal. You can check out the entire lineup of knife and tool sharpeners from Worksharp by just going to their website. You'll find that at worksharptools.com. You can also find Worksharp products all over the United States in quality sporting goods stores. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite places in the world. That would be Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. I've been going there for years, and the reason I go is because I love the fishing for halibut, for salmon, for lingcod, and more. I love the hospitality. There is a guest-to-staff ratio of literally 1-to-1. Only 30 guests are there at a time, and there's like 30, 31 staff members to take care of your every need. I love fishing off the boats there, and I just love the whole experience. It's just amazing. And that's why I'm excited to have Steve Cook on board. He is the guest services manager for Sportsman's Cove Lodge, and I understand you've got a screaming deal on a trip in July. Tell us about it, Steve.
Yes, sir, we do. We have a great opportunity for folks who are still looking to come fishing this summer and don't have a reservation. We have a three-day trip early in July, arriving the 8th, fishing the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Those are all before the cutoff of kings going down, retention of 2 down to 1. You can still keep 2 kings during then. The halibut are biting great early, and we're offering buy one, get one half off on the spots remaining on that trip.
So that's what, like a $2,000 savings?
Yes, it's over $2,000. It was pushing $4,800, and so we're going to offer 2 of them. We're even shipping more than buy one, give one half off. It's going to be $7,000 for the 2 spots, which is a pretty smoking deal for a remote fly-in lodge with guided angling in Alaska.
Wow. So normally $9,600, and you're going to get it for $7,000. That is a deal that's not going to last. I have fished that week before. The fishing can be very good that week in July. I know this from personal experience. And again, the opportunity to fish what's billed as Alaska's Best Lodge, because I truly believe it is Alaska's Best Lodge, is waiting for you, but you better hurry. Do you have any other openings this summer at all?
We do have some ones and some twos throughout the season. We don't have any big blocks left, but we do have a couple of ones and twos all throughout the season. We have a 2 late in July. We have a couple towards when that second run of silvers, that late August, early September, for those big coho. We got a couple spots left on that one.
And I guess I should ask, are you full up staff-wise, or are you still looking for a few employees?
I believe we have found everybody that we need.
I know that folks were hard to come by, not just at your resort, but it seemed like at all the resorts in Alaska last year. So glad that that situation is going well. But again, folks, if you want to get pampered, enjoy some great fishing in a comfortable setting, in a beautiful setting, you can see tons of wildlife up there too, go to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's the website, alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. And reach out to Steve Crook through the website. Just phone them up and get booked on this. Now, you can have the whole boat, which is 6 people, or you can book as a couple, or book as a group of 4, or 3, whatever you like. But again, hurry up. This is a screaming deal, and it's not going to last very long at all. Steve, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, John.
And now it's time for one of my favorite segments to air on this show.
It's Record Fish Time.
And this one comes to us from Oklahoma, where there is a new record holder for the red ear sunfish. The angler who reeled it in, that would be Cord Smith. He's from Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Looks to be a young teenager. And he reeled in this record sunfish from a pond in Roger Mills County. Cord's catch tipped the scales at 2 pounds, 5.6 ounces, and it measured 13.5 inches in length. That is one heck of a sunfish. Well done, Cord. Congratulations. If you want to see a picture of that fish, just go to the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation Facebook page.
Congratulations on your new record.
Stick around. We'll be right back to talk to Brandon Butler about May in Missouri.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival presents speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Last month, we did April in Arkansas with Brian Hendricks, talking about fishing and hunting opportunities in the natural state. This month, we are doing May in Missouri, and with us here to tell you about some great fishing and hunting opportunities in the Show Me State is Brandon Butler. He's a outdoors writer, a columnist, and he is also the co-host of Driftwood Outdoors, a great podcast you should listen to. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. It's always nice to visit with you.
Well, it's always great to have you on board. And I guess we should start off with turkey season because it's ending this weekend. How has the season been?
Well, I couldn't tell you much about the season because so far mine only lasts about an hour. I was lucky enough to get one opening day. And, you know, there's some proof that the numbers here, along with a lot of neighboring states, are declining. We're in a depressed turkey population state at the moment, so killing two isn't really necessary. I went to Indiana and got my second bird, but I got to tell you, it was a cool hunt, though, man. I wrote a story about it. It's on driftwoodoutdoors.com and online in a number of the newspapers I write for, but I went to an auction last September, and it was an all-day deal. It was super hot out, and there was a table and rack of hunting clothes and equipment that I had been waiting on for like 10 hours. And finally they get to it, and at that point the crowd had dispersed, so they were nearly giving this stuff away.
Nice.
And I didn't need another turkey vest, but I went ahead and bought one. And when I got it home, there was all kinds of stuff in the pockets, like calls and a whole box of 3.5-inch shells. But what moved me, like what made me really reflective and somewhat sad, was a half-drank bottle of water and a bag of snacks, told me that this old man, he never dreamed that was the last time he was hanging up his turkey vest. You know, and then I thought, well, when will be the last time I hang up my turkey vest? Will I know it's the last time, or will it, you know, will death come when least expected? So I thought nobody in his family is interested in taking this vest or equipment and carrying it forward into the woods. So I took this stranger's vest and wore it and loaded my gun with his shells and, you know, went hunting by myself and thought, come on, old man, let's have one more good hunt for you. And it turned into a beautiful hunt. I shot a big mature gobbler with about 1¾-inch spur, which is just huge back here. So that was pretty special. It means a lot to me to have those kind of hunts, you know.
Brandon, that is an absolutely beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. Let's turn our attention to fishing. You got all sorts of opportunities in Missouri right now, don't you?
So the spring trifecta in Missouri is to kill a turkey, catch a crappie, and find a morel mushroom all in the same day. Didn't complete it in the same day, but completed it in 3 days this year. Crappie fishing is on fire right now. All the big reservoirs, Lake of the Ozarks, Truman, Table Rock, Palm de Terre, Stockton, Mark Twain. Like, we are the gluttonous, overstuffed version of America when it comes to reservoir fishing in Missouri. Like, we have it so good here. It is just remarkable how much crappie water we have. And now is the time of year that guys are just busy filling their freezers. You know, you're going out and getting limits almost every time you go if you know what you're doing a little bit. And if you don't, then just use your side imaging sonar until you find a brush pile and see some fish on it. And nothing but dipping a jig is all you got to do and fill up a bucket of crappies. But also, man, in 2 weekends, me and my co-host Shags and another friend Adam and a few others, we're going to do a 2-day walleye fishing trip on Stockton. So Missouri isn't normally thought of as a walleye state.
Right.
But we have some incredible walleye fishing with a guy named Chris Nelson, Tandem Fly Outfitters. We're going to be on the Gasconade fishing smallmouth, kind of like medium big river that has an incredible smallmouth population. And then we'll be down in the Ozarks fly fishing and floating for trout, mainly brown trout. That's what we target Memorial Day weekend. So crappie, walleye, smallmouth, trout, basically 4 weekends in a row.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. Let's hit on the morel mushrooms and tell me a little bit about this opportunity this month.
Well, they're popping right now in certain areas. It's been a tough year. We had a really beautiful April in my book. I like temperatures in the 60s. So I thought it was a beautiful April because it was cool at night. We'd get warmer during the day, but not hot. But it was dry. So the morels need moisture and heat. You're looking for a ground temperature of around 55 degrees for them to really start popping big time. So I know there's some guys that have done very well. They've made some Facebook posts, but most of my friends are reporting a down year, and that's kind of where I'm at as well. I have not found hardly any. So it's been a down year for me on Morels. It's been an up year for me on sheds, because as I'm getting more and more frustrated about not finding Morels, I walk further and find more sheds, but the mushrooms just aren't out there.
Well, I love how you're making lemonade out of lemons there, so that's a good point.
Yeah, we got Morels out there too, right?
We do.
Yeah, so out west, when I lived in Montana, you know, for anybody listening out there, the burn areas that are over a year old, man, I still fantasize about the morel hunting out there.
It can be good, and unfortunately, we've had so many wildfires out west that the morel mushroom hunting is pretty good as of recent years. But, hey, want to talk about something different. You're involved with a project, Prairie Prophets. And, folks, if you go to prairieprophets.com, you can find out more about this. Why don't you tell us what you're doing here?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. So I work in renewable energy. I work for a company called Raceline Alternative Energy. We make renewable natural gas from anaerobically digested swine manure. So we're capturing the methane, upgrading it, and using it as a transportation fuel to power semi-trucks, UPS trucks, buses here in Columbia, Missouri. So I'm real proud of that, but we just received an $80 million grant from the USDA, part of the Climate Smart Commodities Grant. The government just put $2.8 billion into a fund for these grants to try to find new avenues of economic gain in agriculture and doing it in a climate smart, sustainable fashion. So I and a couple others worked together to write a grant on how we can use prairie plants, restored prairies, so like CRP, Conservation Reserve Program lands would be a good example, and cover crops as additional feedstock for our digesters. So we can take that herbaceous biomass and mix it with manure and make it into renewable natural gas. This puts farmers into a secondary crop, allowing them to actually benefit financially off of cover crops, not just ecologically. It's really an exciting concept. We've got 5 years of funding to establish this and move it forward as the market. We're building a whole new market in agriculture for prairie grass and cover crops. And out of that money, there's a nice amount of money that we're using for public education, which these grants are only as good as the amount of people that adopt it, right? So hopefully, you know, through the public education arm, which we call Prairie Profits, we'll educate people about the importance of prairie and cover crops and slowing erosion and blocking runoff, but also how they can get involved in this as a landowner, as a farmer, or maybe even just the person that wants a backyard pollinator plot. We're doing a show called Prairie Profits. It's structured just like a regular television show. Each episode's 22 minutes long. Right now they're available, the first three episodes, on prairieprofits.com and also on YouTube. But we're really hoping, and we think the quality is there, to be picked up by a Netflix or a major streaming service. And, you know, there's just not a lot of educational shows out there about agriculture, conservation, and renewable energy. So I think it's very interesting how we can tie them all together. There's also a podcast that is accompanying that as well, and it's also Prairie Profits, and it'll be a weekly half-hour podcast. So if anybody is interested in ag, conservation, or renewable energy, I highly encourage you to check out these shows, subscribe on YouTube, and I think you'll learn something and be pretty impressed with where some of your tax dollars are being spent.
Well, check it all out, folks, at prairieprofits.com. That's profit like Moses the prophet, prairieprofits.com. And check out Brandon's website, too, at driftwoodoutdoors.com, and definitely listen to the podcast and read some of those articles, too. Brandon, thanks for sharing May in Missouri with our listeners today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Scott Haugen on the line. He is that prolific outdoors writer and editor and television host. And he wrote a great article that's in Peterson's Hunting. It's all about strategies to bag high country turkey, which is something that is very new to me. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be back.
You know, you live in Oregon, and when I think of turkey hunting, I think of hunting in places like Douglas County, Oregon, in southwest Oregon, which is low country and is just chock full of turkeys. But you've got this whole article about going high, like 3,500 feet plus high, to go after turkeys. I didn't even really know they resided in that country.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't. And it's, you know, you bring up a really good point. You know, here I live in western Oregon in the Willamette Valley, and a lot of birds, and not just in Oregon, but in Washington and a lot of different states, when states were trying to get wild turkey populations established, they turned them loose initially at higher elevations, not on private land, on public land. And so many of the birds throughout the country, really, just migrated, navigated down to farmland where the climate was better, there was more food, you know, fewer predators, and a lot of the birds then throughout the like late 70s and 80s were then trapped off the private properties and taken back up into the high country, or high elevation, I should say, public land. But again, they moved back, and so they're really prevalent on, you know, kind of like what you would think, you know, private land, farm fields, that type of thing. But there are quite a few birds up high. Granted, they're spread out, but throughout all of the western states, you can find a lot of turkeys up high. Now, they don't winter there. there, but what happens are the hens, a lot of the hens will travel 12, 15 miles, even more, to the nesting site, and they use the same nesting site every year. And a lot of times if they take off early in the season to reach those nesting grounds, once they've been bred, then they start their journey up to their nesting grounds, and a lot of times at high elevations, and frequently those toms will follow, and they'll just hang out with her all spring long up high.
There were some really interesting tips and tactics you had. Now, number one, I noticed when you were hunting these high country toms, you were going like up on a high ridge line. And transform from there. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was like elk hunting. I mean, you're getting way up high, and you really want your sounds to carry. And if you can get it on a ridge and travel up or down, and luckily you don't have to worry about the wind with turkey hunting, but you're just calling off, I like calling off both sides of the ridges. So, you know, if I'm hiking on a ridge that runs east to west, I can, you know, kind of bop back and forth and call on the north and south sides all the way down the ridge. It might be, you know, a few hundred yards, or it might be 2 or 3 miles, depending on the length of the ridge. So sometimes you're picking up the toms on the ridge that you're hunting, but a lot of times you're picking them up across the canyon or down in draws below, especially if it's windy. A lot of times they'll hop off of those ridges and get down in the timber down below you in the cover. And by using a really loud box call, I like using a long-boated box call so I can really get that volume echoing across those canyons and to the opposite ridge lines. Then you can figure out where the toms are. So the challenging part here is you want to be in shape for these hunts, because when you get a tom that's gobbling a mile, mile and a half away, and, you know, you're looking at him through binoculars or even a spotting scope to make sure, you know, he has the beard you want, then a lot of times that bird will not cover that big, rugged terrain, so you're going to have to hike and get after that bird.
Something else that was really interesting in the article is you mentioned the fact that, you know, the toms, they're willing to come uphill, but generally speaking, they're not willing to go downhill. Why is that?
That's a good question. I've just had a lot better luck in big country of these birds going uphill versus downhill, and I don't know if it's a dominance thing or if it's a, you know, thing that they actually know that, okay, if I go downhill, it's going to take me longer to get back up to the hen if another tom moves in, you know, where I can't, you know, be with her if I have a chance to breed her. So I think, you know, they can travel, you know, they can travel through a lot of thick cover and a lot of steep terrain. It's pretty surprising, but I think it might just come down to the fact that they don't want to give up access to the hen that they're with, or that the hens that they have their eye on, and if they go uphill, they can easily run downhill or fly downhill and get back to her pretty quick. So, again, I don't know if I'm overthinking the thing, but it's something that I've seen very common, over more than 30 years of turkey hunting.
You know, just listening to you talk here, it sounds like you're more of a run-and-gun turkey hunter when it comes to high country toms. I'm guessing you're not employing ground blinds?
Exactly. Yep. You want to be mobile. You know, I'll go light. Sometimes I'll wear a turkey vest. Sometimes I'll just take, you know, just my regular lightweight clothes, put a few diaphragm calls in there, you know, one sleigh call and one box call, and that's it. I just want to be able to cover ground. You know, gosh, one time while we were in Washington, I think we started off the morning at 16 degrees and, yeah, over 3,500 feet elevation. And we were up in the snow. I actually killed a bird in the snow up there. And He was strutting like crazy. It was just bitterly cold, and the thing came in gobbling like it was, you know, the middle of May.
that is just amazing to me, because it seems so alien that a turkey would be strutting in a climate like that.
Yeah, it is, you know, and what was happening there was he just followed, there were two toms actually, and they'd followed a hen up there that had moved a long ways up this valley, and it was actually snowing pretty hard that day too, and they were gobbling. They weren't moving, but they were gobbling, so I had to work in closer to them, and ended up calling them about, 100 yards or so, a little more, and they came down an elk trail that I was actually hunting, so it was it worked out good. But you never know, you got to cover a lot of ground with those things. A lot of people don't want to work that hard for turkeys, so it's just a, you know, matter of whether or not you're, you know, looking for a different experience, and you know, you can get some elk and deer scouting in while you're there looking for old rubs or whatever it is while you're out there.
Let's talk about decoys. You use a very interesting one.
Yeah, so my favorite decoy is actually one that I had mounted myself, a hen that I had killed in the fall. We can kill hens where I live in Oregon in the fall season, and I killed it with the intent of skinning her out, and of course we ate her, but skinned her out and cured up her skin with borax. Then I actually got a big sage grouse form and a fake turkey head and got some wire legs and just mounted her up myself, and I did a couple of them, and those are probably my favorite decoys to use. You know, they don't look great. I would never want to be a taxidermist, I can tell you that. but that realism, you know, the feathers, they'll blow in the wind, the birds approach and don't get real nervous, and you know, it can be a little cumbersome to carry around. But it's been worth it. It's been such a game changer for me when I'm out there. You know, if you don't want to mount your own, you can take a hen that you kill in the fall to a taxidermist and wait till later in the fall when you get them, you know, October, November, so their feathers are good. And you can get one done, you know, fairly cheap. Just tell them you want a quick and dirty, you know, job on it. Because birds will get on it. The toms will get on it. They'll attack it. They'll try mounting it. You know, other hens will come in pecking at it, trying to fight it and so forth. But it's just, been a real good option for me, and I've used it in the fall as well to call in toms.
All right, we got a minute left. I want you to tell our listeners about your new book, Western Turkey Hunting Strategies for All Levels.
Yeah, it's one. It kind of picks up where I left off with my Blacktail book. That was one of our most popular titles, and it's basically based on the biology of it. You know, being a former biology teacher and you know, getting a degree in wildlife behavior. It looks a lot at the science, the year-round behavior of turkeys, their life cycles, communication, you know, what all the sounds mean that they make, things like we talked about, like the migration, you know, for the hens, where they'll a lot of times move way up in elevation to nest, and you know, how long they live, and then how to hunt them, of course, and we also included a section in there devoted just to youth hunting. Tiffany and I raised both of our boys turkey hunting. They loved it. It's usually a nice time of year. You know, there's a lot involved with it, a lot of hands-on stuff where kids can call, and you know, you're sighting in guns and shooting loads and so forth. So, yeah, it's a turkey hunting book that focuses on the western United States, and it's meant for everyone, seasoned hunters or, you know, parents who are looking to get their kids out there, go out there with them, for beginners as well.
Sounds like the perfect book for me. Folks, if you want to find out more, check out the latest editions of Peterson's Hunting. Check out Scott's article about strategies for hunting high country toms. And go to scotthaugen.com. That's H-A-U-G-E-N, scotthaugen.com. And get a copy of Western Turkey Hunting Strategies for All Levels. You will definitely get a lot out of it. Scott, would you mind sticking around for the next segment? Because I'd like to talk a little duck hunting with you.
Well, certainly. I'll be here.
All righty.
Been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. Huntofalifetime.org.
www.hopeforthefish.org.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back with the radio. I'm John Cruz, and Scott Haugen is back on the line with us because we just talked turkey hunting, but now we're going to talk duck hunting, and in an unlikely place. It would be the last frontier of Alaska. Scott, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be back.
So you do some bookings for hunts, all sorts of hunts, but every year you do some hunts up in Alaska for ducks. Where do these take place, and what are you hunting for?
Yeah, we have a couple places up there that I just absolutely love to go. The first is in Cold Bay, Alaska. That's the town, an old Air Force base that was there. And the hunting, it used to be one of the best places in the world for big brown bear. It still is good. But Cold Bay is the name of the town, and where you're hunting in the early season is called Eisenbeck Lagoon. So where this is if you think about the start of the Alaska Peninsula, this is the last little town on the mainland before, you know, you get into things like Dutch Harbor and, you know, moving down the Aleutian Island chain there. So it's the last piece of mainland. You can drive there. You have to fly from Anchorage. And the Cold Bay, Eisenbeck Lagoon area is one that we start hunting September 1st. There's an outfitter there who I've worked with for a long time. We went back in the day when I was doing TV shows. We filmed a number of TV shows with them. And it's one of the earlier bird seasons that opens up in the country, September 1st, and there are a lot of ducks up there, a lot of pintail, a lot of widgeon, a lot of teal, some mallards in there, and of course black brant. So the brant are the number one spot in the world for black brant. It's the highest concentration. A lot of birds that are nesting up north will start congregating there in August, and we have an early season that again starts September 1st, and you're hunting a mixed bag. There's also really good ptarmigan hunting there and really good fishing early. Some of the best coho fishing I've seen for big coho in Alaska. So the cast and blasting is pretty popular. So in September and October, we offer a 5-day hunt. People usually go in and on a Saturday, go out on a Friday. We take up to 6 people, and that's $4,500 per person. Then November and December, it goes up to $5,500 a person. Then we're hunting the Cold Bay side for sea ducks, mostly common eiders, harlequins, long-tailed ducks. There aren't any king eiders that come through there, but the brant are really feathered up well by then. They get a lot of banded brant starting in November that are birds that have migrated down, and a lot of birds now are wintering there, well over 50,000 birds. I think it was over 80,000 this last year that wintered there, whereas it used to be 5,000 or 6,000. So the numbers used to be really low. They usually get a few Eurasian widgeon a year out of it. Gosh, the fishing early in the season. They'll go out hunting for glass floats after storms late in the season. I was out there one time and we found over 500 one day following a storm. It was, everyone was going home with coolers of the old glass floats. You know, they quit making those, I think, in the 50s or the 30s or something. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the one place. Again,
before we move on to the next place, I've got to tell you, this whole cast and blast concept sounds fantastic in terms of fishing for coho salmon and, you know, hunting ducks, maybe hunting ptarmigan in the early season. Do you get to tell the outfitter, hey, I'd like to fish for a couple days and hunt ducks for a couple days, maybe hunt ptarmigan for one day?
Yeah. So it's a very flexible thing. It's funny you mentioned that because I guess I'm just used to it, but I took my dad up there a couple of years ago and he's been all over Alaska with me. And if you were to ask him, hey, Jerry, what's your favorite Alaska experience? He'd tell you Cold Bay in the early season. You know, the weather's nice in September there. You know, you're out catching 15 pound coho. It's the biggest size average of coho that I've caught anywhere in the state. You know, there aren't a ton of them. It's, you know, you're not going to catch 50 fish a day. You know, 20 is pretty reasonable. 30 is, you know, very doable a lot of times. But it's a really good size average of them. And then also there are a couple creeks that run through both the Eisenbeck Lagoon side and the Cold Bay side where chum salmon are spawning. And the Dolly Varden are following the salmon up into these little tiny streams. So you can actually wade fish for these dollies and bead fish your way down, you know, just fishing egg imitations. And my dad absolutely loved that. So what you do is you play the tides for the brant and the duck hunting, and then you'll get out into the lagoon. So Eisenbeck Lagoon is like the biggest lagoon in the world for eelgrass, which is all that the brant eat. So the brant are moving in there with the incoming tide. You'll hunt ducks based on the tide, and then you're fishing all other times. So you might, you know, go on a 3-hour brant hunt, you know, in the middle of the day, but before that you've got 5 hours of fishing in, then you come back after the brant hunt and, you know, get 2 or 3 more hours of fishing in that afternoon, or go ptarmigan hunting, whatever it is you want to do. There's a lot to do there.
Oh my gosh. This sounds like a little slice of heaven to me.
Yeah.
How do I book this trip?
So this one, people could just get on my website. It has all the information there. There are the dates for this year that are available there, the pricing, to give you a whole list of the species, tell you how to get there. And then just basically outline all the details of what the hunting is like. I even have a couple of videos on there that'll lay it out for people exactly what to expect.
And that website, folks, is scotthaugen.com. Haugen spelled H-A-U-G-E-N, scotthaugen.com. Let's talk about the other destination that you hunt. We've only got about 2 minutes to do so.
Okay.
That would be St. Paul, which I always associate with Deadliest Catch.
That's right. In fact, we were out there hunting king otters 1 year, and a bunch of the Deadliest Catch crew came in. So I offered trading them king otters for king crab, but they wouldn't go for it. This is a place that was shut down for 3 years because of COVID. The residents of the village on St. Paul Island did not want to have outsiders coming in. They even shut down a lot of their birding tours in the summer. It's one of the biggest birding destinations on the planet. So they weren't letting anyone in. People who came in on the commercial crabbing boats had to stay on the boats, and they were very leery. There are a lot of elders in that village, and they just didn't want to take the chance of COVID spreading. So this last year, they had told us that they were closing it down as well, and then about 2 weeks before the season, they said, hey, we're going to decide to open it up. So they did, and we were actually underbooked because so many people weren't ready to take the trip, even though we had a big waiting list. They weren't ready to take the trip on that short of notice, and it ended up being by far our best king eider season up there. Just hundreds and hundreds of king eiders in the flocks and coming into the decoys. So this hunt starts in late December and goes through about the 20th or 22nd or so of January. They're 5-day hunts. Those cost $6,500 per hunter. And you're going after king eider. There are quite a few harlequin, long-tailed duck there, as well as scoters, occasional golden eye, and illusion green wing there as well. But it's basically the place where people go for king eiders. It's the only place in the U.S. where you can hunt them, and it's not like some of the places where they're hunting them in Greenland now where they can, you know, they run them down in boats and, you know, shoot them while you're moving type of thing. This is a decoying setup. You're out in the bay. You have the decoys strung out behind your boat, which is actually the blind. You'll flag the birds, and you're shooting them all over decoys, and it's a great, great adventure. You're allowed four king, a non-resident is allowed 4 king eiders per season. You could shoot it in a day, or you could shoot them, you know, over the course of the, you know, the 5 days that you're there hunting. But usually, you know, it's going to be cold. It can be rough weather, and, you know, you're hoping to get out, you know, a couple days. is during the time you're there on the boat, if not, if the storms are really bad and you know, on off points of the mainland.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. So, folks, if you want to book a sea duck hunting trip at St. Paul Island or go to Cold Bay, especially for a cast and blast trip for coho salmon and ducks and brant, the website to go to, scotthaugen.com. That's scotthaugen.com. Availability is very limited, so you'll want to book this right away. The website again, scotthaugen.com. Scott, thanks for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
I'll tell you what, I always love having Scott Haugen on the air. He is such a great guest with such a wealth of experience. And having Brandon Butler on to talk about May in Missouri when it comes to outdoors activities was wonderful, too. And it's always good to catch up with my friend Steve Crook with Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Hopefully, you can take advantage of that screaming July deal they have and head on up there between July 8th and the 11th for $2,600 off a two-person package. As we wrap up, I'd like to again point out that we are doing a GoFundMe campaign for my friend Rhonda Edwards. She is battling cancer. She's been battling cancer for 14 years, but things have gotten very serious very fast. She is looking for some specialized help, and she needs some funds so she can travel to Houston, Texas, and get that help. And if you want to help her out, just go to our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page and look for the link to the GoFundMe campaign that says Help Rhonda Edwards Fight Cancer. If you don't do Facebook, just go to GoFundMe.com. Again, the campaign is Help Rhonda Edwards Fight Cancer. Anything that you can donate will certainly be appreciated. On that note, it is time to go, and I am going to go bass fishing. I'm doing so in a tournament, and with any luck, my best friend Rusty and I will catch a big bass and maybe, finally, cash a check at a tournament. Here's hoping you get out there to enjoy some of what Mother Nature has to offer you as well, whether it's on the water, in the field, or in the woods. Here's hoping you're blessed in the week ahead, healthy too, and do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Rodeo Time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MB Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine's Air Force downing a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. First known time the country has been able to intercept one of the Kremlin's more modern missiles. Speaking with Salem Radio, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis on whether this attack might have been staged merely as a pretense to renew more air bombardments against Ukraine.
I think the number one reason I would ascribe to is that Putin is getting ready to unleash a pretty significant air attack on Ukraine. He hasn't really done that so far. He's launched baskets of cruise missiles, occasional bombers, but he hasn't done the full Syria treatment to completely destroying a doomed city like Aleppo.
And Stavridis says this attack might have been staged to divert suspicions that Russia sabotaged a key undersea gas pipeline.
To distract news and global attention from what is increasingly looking like a Russian attack on Nord Stream 2.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden seeking re-election. One poll says most Americans don't want him to do that.
According to the latest Rasmussen Report survey, most consider the 80-year-old incumbent too old. In fact, that number is 73% of likely U.S. voters who believe Mr. Biden's age will be a serious problem affecting his hopes of a possible second term. This includes 49% who expect it to be a very serious problem. In contrast, only 25% believe otherwise. Addressing the question in a televised MSNBC interview broadcast last night, Mr. Biden dismissed his age as a factor in 2024 because he, quote, knows more than a vast majority of people, unquote. George Williams reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Correspondent Rhonda Rockstra reports that Stand Your Ground laws could be expanded nationwide.
Some version of the self-defense bill already on the books in 30 states, but under a pair of bills introduced by Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma and Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, would give citizens in all 50 states the right to use lethal force when being attacked. Gaetz says if someone tries to kill you, you should have the right to return fire and preserve your life, adding that the obligation to retreat from a potentially lethal attack is unconstitutional. Endangers victims and should be abolished everywhere. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Election administrators across the nation say they're concerned their offices will be targeted for fake Twitter accounts that might confuse or mislead voters after the social media platform changed its longstanding verification service. Election officials trying to take steps to ensure that voters will, without a problem, be able to tell the difference. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, here's quite a surprise in the mail.
Employees of a Maine restaurant got a surprise when they opened a large wooden crate that they thought was a shipment of mugs they had recently ordered. Police in Auburn say they instead found a plastic tote that contained what law enforcement suspect is 14 kilograms of the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl, with an estimated street value of $3 million. The crate arrived from Arizona. It was addressed to someone who did not work at the restaurant. A man was arrested when he showed up to claim the crate. John Scott reporting.
Warren Buffett's company says its first quarter profits soaring along with the paper value of its investment portfolio, and that gave reason for thousands of shareholders to celebrate as they filled an arena to listen to Buffett spend literally hours answering questions about Berkshire. Berkshire said it earned $35.5 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
FCA US LLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your French bulldog acting a bit ferocious? Does your rescued feline have you totally freaking out? Is your chihuahua a bit cantankerous? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and the Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week,
respect pets and animals as much as you do. If you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you have a question or want to share a great story about your dog or cat, want to find out why they're jumping, digging, your dog is humping everything in sight, your cat peed on your bed and refuses to use the litter box, you take your dog for a walk and he sees another dog and he goes absolutely nuts, he turns from Benji into Cujo. You want to stay sleeping at night, but your cat wakes you up. He scratched your favorite chair. You get the idea. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We help you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, but a lot more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you're new to The Pet Show or a regular listener to The Pet Show, let me just remind everyone that if you call into The Pet Show and get to talk to me live, ask me a question, share a story, or just brag a little bit about a rescue dog or cat, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a fabulous, fabulous gift. Not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you right now. And by the way, if you're new to the show, many of the items I give away here on The Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. It's not like we're giving away biscuits. So if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, just want to share a great story about this wonderful dog or cat you adopted, want to tell me about your dog's ability to do amazing things, we will take all of your questions and all of your comments. Plenty of time for your calls, and as I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a great gift for their dog or cat. By the way, let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, if you guys if you guys are regular listeners to the show, you know Warren never gets to all of his topics. Why? Because your questions and your comments are always necessary. So before I give you what I have planned for today's show, let me give you that phone number again. If you have questions or comments or just want to share a great story, someone called me on my LA show about this great greyhound they rescued or this kitten they took off the street or they adopted an older dog or a dog or cat with challenges, great time to give me a call if you get through. I will send you something wonderful for your dog or cat. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Here is what I have planned for today's show. If we get to it, you know, so your cats aren't getting along. This is probably one of the more common questions I've been asked over the last 43 years of doing this pet show. Cats are not getting along. They're fighting with each other. So your cats aren't getting along. In fact, one of your cats is always hiding and actually seems a bit withdrawn. Today we're going to take a look at inter-cat aggression. It's real and it affects many pet guardians. What you need to know about inter-cat aggression coming up on today's show. And did you know how the way you feed your dogs can actually affect their behavior? Are you feeding enough? How often are you feeding? Many destructive behaviors I've dealt with can be directly traced back to how you feed your dog. So we'll talk about that as well. Also coming up on today's show, things that keep me up at night. Have you ever wondered why your dog tilts his head or when you wake up they shake all over? We'll talk about that. And here's the question of the day. Now, this is going to sound a little strange, maybe a little weird, but you're listening to Warren, The Pet Show, so of course it's going to sound a little weird. By the way, again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Experts are now revealing that music playlists for dogs may include songs by Adele, Harry Styles, Bob Marley. So I kind of felt that would be an interesting question of the day. If your dog or cat had their own playlists when you were taking them for a walk, if they had their own playlists, what artist would be on your dog or cat's playlist? Now, I was joking. On my playlist for my dogs, all right, I'm a little strange, would be Phil Oakes, Richie Havens, Johnny Cash, and Liberace. Now, I talked about Liberace on my last show, and people said, Warren, why would you have Liberace as one of the one of your playlists for your dog? Well, it's pretty simple. Years ago, I had the opportunity I did this TV show for many, many years called Our Magazine. Before I did Regis, the Today Show, and the Mickey Mouse Club, I did a TV show regularly called Our Magazine with my good friend Gary Collins and his lovely wife, Marianne Mobley. And one of the guests on the show several times was Liberace. And I remember as a little kid, my neighbors would have Liberace on the air. But I got to know him. I got to help him out, resolve some of the issues he was having with his pets. Turned out to be one of the most incredible guys ever. Just really down-to-earth, nice guy. Really loved his animals. As a matter of fact, he had a doghouse shaped like a piano, and it was air-conditioned. Huh. Amazing stuff. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. If your dog or cat had a playlist, what artist would they be listening to? Give me a call, and I will send you a super gift for your dog or cat. Coming up also on today's show, as I said, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of super stuff to give away as well. Now, if you're not aware of some of the items I give away on the show, let me again tell you why I do it. It's not just to give it away. Many of the items I give away on the pet show are related to certain issues I may be helping you resolve with your own dogs or cats. Things like the Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling book, Either Dog or Cat, T-shirts, Arthur Suit Gold, Natural Flea Spray, all great stuff to give away. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat or just want to share a great story, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. And again, I say if you're new to the show, or we got some new affiliates listening to the show as well, this is what we do. If you're not familiar with me, let me just kind of spend a minute going over this with you. My whole approach to animal training and behavior, which I've been doing, by the way, for almost 50 years, you know that I trained in almost every continent in Europe and Southeast Asia and parts of Africa, all over the United States. I've trained over 40,000 animals. And the reason I bring that up is my approach is different. I don't believe in the whole dominating thing. I don't believe you have to dominate your dog or your cat to have a good relationship. I believe in relationships. I believe in taking the time to educate your pets, explain to them, teach them what's good, what's not so good. That is really, really the difference between myself and so many others. It's none of this Gestapo stuff, none of this you got to be alpha stuff. We have our dogs and our cats for such a relatively short period of time that I want them to enjoy life. Yeah, they have to be well behaved, but you know what? They're not made out of batteries. If you want something that listens to you all the time, get something with batteries, not your dog or cat. And one of the things I admire about you guys, my listeners, more than anything else, I would venture to say right now that 85 to 90% of my listeners, you guys have been listening to me for 43 years, well, watching me on Today or Regis, bottom line is the majority of my listeners love their dogs, love their cats, and really want to improve their lifestyle. So if you have a question or comment, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The reason I'm laughing, I see my first call coming in here, is from someone named Regis as well. Lots of great stuff coming up on today's show. It's really interesting. I know that topic about cats not getting along, and the other topic I really wanted to share with you guys as well, in terms of people don't realize that dogs can be pretty destructive, and cats can too. If you're not feeding your pets properly, it's not just a matter of what you're feeding them, it's how you're feeding them. We'll take a look at that, answer those questions as well. And if you ever wondered why your dog cocks his head or shakes when he gets up, we have those answers as well. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get back to all of your phone calls. Hey, speaking about my own hugs and kisses, listen to me carefully. You know, the season isn't just changing this year. It's exploding into the most ferocious flea season ever. You know, along with fleas, another seasonal challenge for your pets is shedding. I want you to get the jump on fleas and shedding with my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. Now, the Hugs and Kisses is formulated with both prebiotics and probiotics for digestive support. Prebiotics actually feed probiotics, making them work even better, so your dog or cat will have the healthiest gut possible. Hugs and Kisses is also the natural approach you want to tackle fleas and shedding in both dogs and cats. Just pennies a day, Hugs and Kisses promotes shedding and dander control, relief of skin problems, and hairballs just about a thing of the past. and fleas are much less likely to attack or to be attracted to a pet with healthy skin and a coat. I want you to read all the testimonials about my Hugs and Kisses supplements, all five-star testimonials on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com. You know, with all this incredibly extreme weather we've seen, spring and summer will mean flea infestation everywhere. Help your pets enjoy a flea-free, shedless spring and summer of fun. Hugs and Kisses now available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 in the word hugs. Take it from me, your pets will look and feel their best with my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats every day. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Will Republicans miss another layup? New polls show 40% of Republicans don't want Trump to run, but he's still leading in the polls. Has the new Republican strategy become leaning to the left on certain issues? How should Republicans approach this primary strategy with an easy path to the White House? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival presents speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's
never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Me and you and a dog neighbor, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you get through and talk to me live. I promise I will send your dog or cat something they will absolutely love. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. You know, if you are lucky enough to be owned by a cat, you know, cats are pretty upfront about whether or not they are enjoying your company. If they don't want your affection, they will simply turn their back, show their butts, and walk away. Boy, sometimes I wish I was a cat. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let me start out by a phone call. Let's go to my friend Regis calling from the great state of Pennsylvania. Hey, Regis, how can I help you today? Oh, did we lose Regis? All right, so Regis's question was basically this. I think he's calling back. His question was, Warren, I think his question was, Warren, why is my cat peeing on my bed? So basically, there's a lot of different reasons. And the question I get pretty common. Do we have Regis back yet, Stephen? No? Okay. Lots of questions I get revolve around why the cat pees on the bed. Generally, it's where the guardian's feet are or the guardian's head is, and there's reasons for that. The strongest scent of any human being is on their bed, by their head, by their feet. Very often when we leave and we're not there, our cats will go to the area where our scent is the strongest and pee, not to be bad, not to be obnoxious, not to say na 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 na, but it's a way of leaving their scent in their mind so that you, in fact, could find your way back home. So that being said, I bet Regis's question to me is, Warren, how do you resolve that problem? No yelling, no screaming, none of that nonsense. Your cat's not doing it because he's mad or because he's bad. He's doing it, in fact, in his head as a positive thing. But if you want to stop him, it's pretty simple. First of all, make sure you clean up the area where he peed with a good stain and odor remover made specifically for pets. Why do I say that? Because most of the cleanest people use, they get from under their cabinet. It has ammonia in it. If you ever change a baby's diaper, you know what pee smells like, ammonia. So you want to clean up with something that's going to get rid of the scent from a dog or cat's perspective, and their sense of smell is stronger than us. Then what I want you to do is take a couple of paper plates, just put a little bit of the cat's kibble in each paper plate. Put those paper plates in the area where the cat peed. Chances of a cat wanting to claim territory where his food is pretty limited, plus the fact that his food is there and no one's eating it, it makes him feel more confident as well. Now, let's say you put the food down, but a day or two later, he decides, you know what, I'm going to pee an inch or two to the left. Put another little food dish. Once the cat realizes his food is following, I promise you, Regis, you will be able to put your head on a nice dry pillow. So that's why he's doing it. If we still have Regis on the phone, let's put Regis on hold. I'm going to send him some kitty lickies for his cat, and I appreciate that phone call. Great time to give me a call. I got lots of great stuff to give away. Again, if you're new to the show, it's not like I'm giving away milk bones here. Some of the items are worth as much as $50. Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food, my best-selling books. Even if you just want to talk to me a little bit about adopting an older dog or an older cat or rescuing, why do I bring that up? So many thousands of my listeners have adopted or rescued dogs. They listen to the show. They hear someone else talking about the dog or cat they adopt, and you say, and they say to themselves, you know, what a great idea. Maybe I'll go out and do the same thing. So if you've recently adopted a dog or rescued a cat or have any other question, they're chewing, they're jumping, they're barking, they're digging, your cat's refusing to use its litter box, Your dog doesn't like your new boyfriend. He's humping everything he sees. If you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. And as I said, everyone that gets to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their best friend. Now, I know the question of the day is pretty weird. I understand it. I got it. But dogs and cats do like music. So, according to this study, they like Adele and other people. What would your dog or cat's playlist look like if they could make their own songs and want to listen to them? I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Got a question or comment about your dog or cat? I'm sure they'd call about you. The phone number 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls in, like Regis, Lynette, and Darcy, to get through and talk to me live, we'll get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. Come on, are you afraid to tell me what kind of music your dog or cat's like? Give me a call, let me know, and a great gift will be on its way for your buddy. Right now, Regis is back with us. I thought he hung up on me. Hey, Regis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren, nice talking to you.
So I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but I'm reading that you have a cat that's peeing on the bed. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, we got these two cats from someone who needed to get rid of them, and we've had them a couple years, and the one is peeing on our bed, and not all the time. Sometimes it can go months, sometimes one day and then the next day. And my wife, she's done a lot of cleaning of comforters and all that stuff. We've resorted to putting plastic over the bed, but the cat pees on the plastic.
Yeah, a couple of things that may be going on. I'm assuming, Regis, that the cat is healthy. I'm assuming he's been to the vet. There's no urinary tract infections, no problems like that.
Yeah.
Does the cat use the litter box as well?
Yes, she does.
How many litter boxes?
We have three.
Okay, three litter boxes, two cats.
Yes.
All right, you're cool. You listen to the show. Regis, here's what I want you to do. I don't necessarily know what's causing this, but the fact that you got these cats older, did the urinating on your bed start right after you got them, or was it a while after you got them?
A little bit after we got them.
Okay. I don't know if you heard what I said, but here's what we're going to do. It's not that the cat is angry with you. It's not that the cat is upset. It sounds to me like the cat might be a little bit insecure. So the fact that the cat is peeing on the bed, that's where your strongest scent is. That's where your wife's strongest scent is. Is he peeing around the head area, the foot area, or the middle area?
Middle, mostly.
Okay. What I want you to do, now I know you said your wife cleaned everything up, but remember, most of the cleaners on the market contain ammonia or some form of ammonia, which is just going to encourage the cat back again. Don't use a cleanser that's made specifically with enzymes to get rid of the odor. That's number one. Number two is I want you and your wife to spend more time playing with the cat in your bed, specifically in the area where the cat had peed in the past. I also, after you've cleaned it up and you're playing with her there, I want you to take some of her favorite toys. I want you to take some paper plates with her food in it. Not her regular food, just a little bit of her maybe pieces. Put the food in the paper plate in the area where she peed. Cats are not going to want to pee where their food is. If she pees in another spot on the bed, a second paper plate. Do that a couple of times, and I promise you, you and your wife will once again be able to put your head on a dry pillow. She's doing it for a couple of different things. I believe that she's feeling a little insecure. I'm assuming she's healthy. She's been to the vet. But the fact that you adopted her, sometimes even later on when they feel insecure, they want to mark territory specifically where the strongest scent of the owner is. In your case, sorry to say, that's your bed.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it.
Oh, no. So what I did, Regis, we're going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you some Kitty Lickies, great product. You can take some of the Kitty Lickies. The cats are going to love them. And put that in the area after the cat peed and you've cleaned it up as well. Again, once the food there, the cat's not going to want to go there. Great time to give me a call. Get a great gift just like Regis did. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Lynette, we're going to get to you. Darcy in Florida will get to your calls as well. You know, people often ask me, Warren, why is it that my dog or my cat rolls on their back? And the reason for that is, let's go for cats, for example. A clear sign that your cat wants to play is when they lie down on their back and start rolling around. When cats are on their back, their tummies are on display. What does it mean? Which is something they only do when they feel completely safe. Now, with dogs, it's a little bit different. Cats, kind of similar. With dogs, when they roll over and expose their belly, number one, it puts them in a very vulnerable position. So they either feel totally comfortable, or in some cases, if there's another more assertive dog around, they'll roll on their back, expose their belly as a sign of submission, saying, listen, I'm not going to fight you. So that's one of the reasons they roll around. I think it's adorable. 877-725-8255. Lynette, we're going to get to you. I believe you have also a peeing problem and a car sick dog in Florida. We can't have that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Coming up, though, it's kind of interesting that we're going to take a look at why dogs cock their heads. A lot of people don't understand why they do that. But even more important, we're going to take a look at something that's really critical about cats not getting along. I get more calls from people saying my cats are not getting along with each other. And generally, it's not a cat problem, but a human problem. Great time to give me a call. I still got lots of super stuff to give away. Again, if you're not familiar with the show, if you're new, we got a bunch of new affiliates coming on. A lot of the items we talk about on the show and I give away on the show are worth as much as $35, $45, and $50. So if you have a question or comment, great time to give me a call. If it's a chewing problem, let's say your cats aren't getting along, if your dog's out in the backyard and you call him and it's like talking to wind, he doesn't want to come back, or you take your dog for that nice leisurely walk, you just had dinner, maybe you had a sip of wine, a cup of coffee, you're going out for the evening constitutional, you take your dog for a walk, he's being great, all of a sudden there's a neighbor across the street with his dog and your beautiful dog that's nice and mellow sees the other dog, and all of a sudden your Rin Tin Tin turns into Cujo. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, that's what I do, help you resolve any issues your pets may be having, and a lot more likely any issues that your dogs or cats may be having with you. A lot of behavioral issues are directly related to their guardians as well. Great time to call me. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to you, Lynette and Darcy. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. If you have questions about fleas, this is going to be a horrendous flea season as well. With all the rain we've had and the changes in weather, if you have a question about fleas, or if you're thinking about adopting a new dog or a cat, or let's say you're a grandparent or a parent and you're having a baby, you don't know what to do, don't forget I wrote all the articles for Baby Talk magazine on preparing our pets for babies as well. So great time to call me. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Listen to me carefully. I want to tell you about an organization that really walks the walks and an organization that you guys really should support. If you really knew that with every single dollar you donate, you change the destiny of dogs and cats that were totally deserted in the wild. Isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? You bet it is. For the past 42 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would have never been able to do the incredible work they do every day without you. That's right, you. Thank you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care. Did you hear what I said? They don't just provide homes, but lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta Rescue is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now and help avoid fundraising costs and provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved. You heard me, loved for the first time in your lives. Go to their website. Check out the stories about these individual dogs and cats that were tossed out. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or make a donation, or text them directly. Text dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Gotta put down the ducky. 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 Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot, and your car is a little older, and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car, so why not give it a little extra care and make sure, if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe. Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876-7047.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, thepetshow.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I want to know, but how come my bulldog don't bark? We are back on the Pet Show on Warren Eckstein. Got a question about your dog or cat jumping, humping, digging, scratching, talking to your cats like talking to the wind. Your dog made your backyard look like a lunar landing. Great time to call me. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way. Don't get excited. It's not for you. It's for your beautiful dog or cat. Phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Coming up, we're going to take a look. Well, let me do this right now, and then I'll get back to Lynette and Darcy. Is your dog destroying your house because you're feeding him enough? The role of hunger in destructive behavior. You know, people often don't understand the concept that I know you can feed your dog once a day, and many people do. That was the way it was done years ago. And nutritionally, they can get everything they need. But if they're hungry, I mean, if I eat a big meal in the morning, I might be hungry in the afternoon. And just like with human beings, if they're hungry, they're more apt to become a little bit more mischievous. So if your dog is destroying your house or in other ways having behavior issues, maybe it's the way you're feeding him. Let me give you an example. Dogs should not be fed once a day unless there's a specific medical reason. Dogs should be fed a minimum of twice a day, if possible, three times a day. Not more food. I don't want chubby pets. Just smaller amounts of food more frequently. If the belly's a little fuller, they're more apt to sleep, more apt to relax, and less apt to get into trouble. Make sure whatever pet food you're feeding has good quality ingredients. You know, the ingredients on the label may be the same, but that doesn't mean the ingredients are the same in terms of quality. Pet food ingredients can also affect your pet's behavior. If your dog is getting an unbalanced diet, and many health issues as well that may stem from feeding your dog an improperly balanced diet. So, the bottom line is this. Think about it. Think about the fact that you can get all the nutrition you need by taking one pill a day. Take it in the morning. Nutritionally, you've gotten everything you wanted. But if you're hungry, you're going to get into trouble. No different than our dogs. So if you have the chance, please remember, a lot of people are on this self-feeding. If you can feed your dog twice a day minimum, three times better, smaller amounts of food. We don't want them chubby, but the bottom line is a dog whose belly is full, just like a person whose belly is full, is more apt to sit on the couch and watch TV than go chew a chair apart. Hey, the phone number here on the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I got to take another break. Lynette, Darcy, I'm going to get to your calls. Be patient with me. Again, the number, 877-725-8255. Just a reminder, if you're not following me on YouTube channel, you should be. I share a lot of information on YouTube every single day. It's youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. That is the way to get through. Again, the number here, even if you just want to answer my question, but I'd love to hear from some people that have recently adopted a dog or adopted a cat. I would love to hear from you because every time one of you calls into the Pet Show, it encourages other people to do exactly the same thing. Let me take a break. When we come back, Darcy, I'm going to get to you. I know you've been holding on forever. I will send you a super gift once we get to your call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, and then we'll get back to you. You just heard me talk about feeding, right? You just heard me about the importance of feeding your dogs properly. Well, let me tell you about Lucy Pet Food, and here's why. You've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food now for well over 5 years. You know Lucy Pet Food is the food I've been feeding my own guys, Molly and Willie. As a matter of fact, coming up this month on May 20th, I will broadcast this very show from Lucy Pet Food's headquarters, manufacturing plant, laboratory, right here in Southern California. I'll be speaking to the CEO. I want you to understand, we're going to learn a lot about dog food. I mean, how many other dog food companies test for DNA? None. Bottom line is, you're not going to want to miss that. But Lucy Pet Food, by far, the food I feed my own pets, it has that prebiotic balanced fiber with the probiotics. It's been around for a long time. It's manufactured in their own plant, not a place that makes 100 different brands of food, manufactured in their own plant. But don't take my word alone. I want you to actually hear from a Lucy Pet Food follower and what they have to say about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
That's what I hear every single day. Check out Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food for your dogs and cats is available at their website, lucypetproducts.com. Here's the deal. If you go directly to their website, lucypetproducts.com, you can pick up the Lucy Dryer canned food for your cat, Lucy Dryer canned food for your dog, their pet food rolls, their kitty licky. Spend just $35 at their website and shipping to your door absolutely free. So don't wait. Check it out today, lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Darcy, Mike, we're going to get to your calls, but let me just break for the top of the hour. I don't want to rush either one of you. Got a great call, Darcy, about your dog getting car sick. A lot of people have similar situations. Mike, with a rescue dog that doesn't get along, or rescue dogs, I'm assuming, that don't get along, or your dog not getting along. Also, great story. I'd love to talk to you about that because so many of my listeners have rescue dogs, and your question may revolve around them. We're going to have plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. If you're new to the Pet Show, let me just remind everyone that what we do here on the show is my background is over 50 years working in the field of dog behavior, training in both Europe, studying in Europe and Southeast Asia, parts of Africa, all over the U.S. I was the pet authority on the Today Show and Regis and Kathy. So I got a feeling for what you're going through. If you have questions or comments about your pet, the phone number 877-725-8255. Let's take a break for the top of the hour. I'll get to your calls in just a bit. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you are listening to The Pet Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full body gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.